the drama kick, the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, 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 the drama kick die.
Yo, it's the Big Three Roll Up. It's your boy Silk.
It's Kev.
Newberg.
What's going on, baby? Same energy Sunday.
We're here for it.
Oh, I want that same energy.
You sure you're here for it, Bird?
Man, I'm here for it. You know that. You know that.
Well, let's see if the callers are here for it. Let's see how many we got lined up.
I told FSU Nation to take the day off. I got
nah,
it.
Nah, fuck that. Oh, they gotta call good. In, bro.
I got you.
Yeah, I call in, man. I had Gator folks calling out to Michigan, bro. Y'all got to tighten up, dog. Y'all got to lose with some goddamn dignity, bro. What's going on?
It's tough being 0-2, but, you know, somebody's got to do it. So
I ain't been 0-2 since 89. How old were you in 89?
Seven. I was seven years old.
How old was you, TJ? Oh, my bad. He ain't on the show. Fuck him.
I don't think he was born.
I don't think he
might
was.
Not have been born, dog.
Yeah, I was born in 90.
You barking on, you're like embarking on new territory here, dog.
Yeah, see, I've been through this before, man. I've struggled when I was growing up, 7 years
when you were
old.
Seven? You
he was a Gator fan, then. Dude. He's lying. He was a Gator fan,
then. So. I was a Gator fan back then.
So he didn't even struggle. All this shit is new to him, bro.
Hey, so you won, but, you know, I know there was a little...
I gotta enjoy the win, but that shit was ugly, bro. I didn't like a lot that happened last night. I didn't like.
You guys are just putting band-aids on an infection at this point.
An infection? I like that analogy. You usually have some weird ass analogies, but I like that one.
That was a lot better than
that was a lot
better. Toothpaste back in the tube.
In the tube, that shit. He's getting better at this shit.
Bro, toothpaste back in the tube makes every bit of sense. Y'all, have you ever tried to put toothpaste back in
no.
the tube?
No. Why would we do that shit, dog? Once I put it on my toothbrush, I'm good.
Like, but my point is, it's impossible to do. And I think what we were talking about was the fact that we...
A lot of shit's impossible. You need to get better analogies, bro.
It's legal in a couple states, and it ain't going back the other way.
Oh. So,
you guys just need to follow my analogies. But, yeah. So, Silk, what do you... You know what? Let's discuss this at another time. We are here for these...
Yeah, we got a pod.
No, I want to ask something about Derwin James, man.
Ask the thing about Derwin James.
All right,
we'll ask you later after we get the callers alive a little bit. If Florida State people not coming on, how are we going to ask them about Derwin James?
Exactly.
You got an analogy for that?
I'm putting my finger up next to my head. You just can't see it. Come on. I want to see what these callers got. Let's
get them on. Let's roll, baby. Let's go.
Yeah. Yo,
this is the Big Three Roll Up. You got time?
Yeah.
All right. Same energy Sunday. Welcome to the show. What do you got?
Yeah. Oh, man, this team is trash.
Whoa. What team are you talking about?
The Florida Gators are trash from, like, top to bottom.
Okay.
Like, I can't even begin to describe how bad this team is, and it's amazing to me how many people don't understand the –
It's bad, man.
Behind, like, how it took Florida three touchdowns from bad defense to win games. Like, if Tennessee plays a standard prevent defense, we don't beat them.
But they had to stop us. I mean, Tennessee's not that dry and cut. What we were really trying to do is get a field goal range for Eddie. And they knew in the formation we came out, that's why they called the timeout. Because they wanted to play but they had to play regular defense, so we would have gotten in field goal range.
At least they had enough men on the field.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's still required for Tennessee to get caught, their DBs to get caught looking into our backfield for some reason in order for Cleveland to get behind the defense. I mean,
that's just a football play. It's a lot of shit we can bitch about, but I ain't going to talk that as one.
But you look at Kentucky, and I mean, the only two touchdowns we scored in that game came off of, or the two big touchdowns we scored in that game came off of UK not even covering people. And Florida fans out here excited.
But if nothing's not in the box, we know we don't see that, though, right?
Yeah, but I mean, it's still like, come on.
Because we got into that formation, we got into that formation several times, and they was not guarding that receiver. And FEMSA, we never threw out of that pass formation. That's some goal line shit.
Yeah, but
they called a timeout and went to that play on 4th and 4. Goal line play, they got to that same formation. They did the same thing to win the game. So it was something that the offense coordinator seen. Every time we got in that formation, they didn't cover the receiver. It's the same formation both times. So he's seen something in the box. Is he a shitty play caller? Yeah, but he's seen something in that formation that they didn't line up every time.
So can the man talk?
No, we're asking a question about him. Yeah. I ain't spending shit. I already told you, I want to fire everybody. Ain't nothing to spend.
Nah, bro, you are actually spinning. But go ahead, caller.
I was saying, you know, the thing to me is that Florida's played three ugly games where, you know, we look like complete garbage versus Michigan after having essentially 5 or 6 months to prepare for them. We look complete garbage against Tennessee, and we look like complete garbage against Kentucky. At some point, it gets to a point where you got to stop making excuses and come to the realization the only reason Max won a game is because he's playing in the worst Power 5 division in all of college football. And I've already looked at all the numbers and the metrics and the ratings, and this East is the worst it's been probably since early 2000s, late 90s. And people are ignoring the context behind that to try to make excuses for why.
The SEC East is not the worst. I'm going to let you talk, but the SEC East is not even close to being the worst division in college football. Not even close. But go ahead. It's not even close.
You should look at the numbers of the East right now.
No, when they play out of conference teams, they're winning.
Everything is.
No, we're beating up each other and losing in the SEC. When they play bowl games and they play out of conference, look at the first week of the season. They're beating out of conference teams.
Like Michigan.
That's one game. What you like talking Michigan. About? NC State lost to South Carolina.
It's the only out of conference game they played.
What?
This season?
But you just said the only one we played. I'm just saying, when we play out of conference, we're beating on each other, and people are saying that SEC East is weak, but they're beating on each other. When they play out of conference, they win. You look at the bowl wins
There was only two SEC games after last week. I mean, I would sure check out that Georgia's beating up on App State, Notre Dame, and Stanford.
Okay, do your research on SEC out of conference wins, bowl season, and this shit so far. So they're the weakest conference. They shouldn't be winning. They shouldn't be winning out of conference games.
Yeah, I don't really care about the records of the last 4 or 5 years. I care about 2017.
Current.
I mean, the East is not a strong conference.
I didn't say four or five years. I said the bowl season. Check the bowl season last year, and you check this year current, the out of conference games. I didn't say nothing about 4 or 5 years. SEC is by far not the worst division. No, that's just crazy.
SEC East.
That's what I said. Division. SEC East.
He said they're very close to it, if not the worst.
Nah.
There's a site called Football Outsiders that I like to, because they keep a specific metric called S&P, and they have last year they had the SEC East as the worst P5 division in college football last year.
What's that based on?
The SEC West, basically, it's a bunch of advanced metric stuff, man. They have it on their website. I can link it to you, and you can read what it all is. But I mean,
yeah, link it up.
West
link it up.
Basically, kept the SEC ticking for a few years. I mean, the SEC East is, like I've said it before, it's basically
let me finish this. Comparing the SEC East to the SEC West, you can't compare no division in college football to the SEC West. That's like, you can't compare none. Like, of course the SEC West is better. They got fucking Bama. Of course they are.
Yeah, just Bama. Right now. I wouldn't really brag about LSU or Auburn. I don't see, speaking about Florida in the here and now, I don't really see what people are excited about going forward. And I kind of get, it kind of gets old with the defense excuses. Cause like I said, when you look at 2013, that defense was basically running out second and third stringers every game. And while we sucked badly in 2013, that defense statistically as a whole is nowhere near as bad as this defense is right now. And like, and people shouldn't be shocked when we have linebackers missing tackles left and right, when that entire unit is basically made up of three-star linebackers.
See, I can't provide. If I answer you back, because you're saying, like, first of all, you're missing nine players, which include linebackers. And then you have Rashawn get kicked out of the game. Then you got linebackers that are hurt. Therefore, you're down to walk-on linebackers. It's not three-star. You're walk-on linebackers. You got injuries and suspensions. You got to keep all that into context here. But I can't. I'm going to just let you finish talking. Go ahead. Berg's in charge.
No, I mean, I understand the run D taking a complete nosedive when Garcia's on the field, because he shouldn't be seeing the field at all. But
well, what are you going to do? They're all out.
Just look at – well, I'm just saying, look at
– Silk ain't going to let you talk shit about the game. I'm just going to tell you that right now. That
yeah, it makes sense. I'm down for it.
So far, not being able to call up and make any sense on why the Gators look like trash, but go ahead.
You're 0-2, bro. Well, I get you. I get why you're mad.
But I'm saying, look at the first play of the game, for instance, before we had guys out, before Garcia was on the field. The first or second play Kentucky ran was a screen where they gained 10, 15 yards. It's not just
– it's football, bro. It happens.
So, hey, I got a question for you.
Hey, give it up 10, 15 yards on the screen. Happens.
Speed is significantly slower this year on defense. Guys are just slower to the ball. That's a recruiting problem.
Well, yeah, but yeah, that's why they're playing it close to Kentucky. But what are you happy about, man? You got two wins.
Chris Doran, bro. Like, we won by 1 point with Spurrier plenty of times against Kentucky, dog. That makes no sense.
You got two wins right now. What are you excited about with this program?
Nothing. He just said that.
There's not one thing to be excited about.
I mean, the only thing that I could convince myself to be excited about is that, I mean, we are a young team, so that's a fact. I mean, we do have a lot of sophomores and freshmen running out on the field. So the only thing that I can
on defense, which you just complained about.
So what the
no, I'm talking
talk.
About on offense too. There's a lot of sophomores and there's a lot of sophomores on offense. Cleveland. Offensive lineman, Franks, prior to him getting benched, Davis, Tony.
So you're excited about all those guys?
Dwayne. I'm excited about them if Nussmeier and McElwain pull their head out of their ass and figure out how to call a game. But it's mostly the fact that, I will say this.
It's on the coaches, man. The players we got on that roster. Players we got on that roster are fine. I'm not going to say it. It's the coaches. You sit here talking about three. The guys we got on the field can play ball, bro.
So as unconvincing as Florida's winning right now, I will say it's nice to see them actually pulling out ugly-ass games at the end. Because, I mean, at one point, I think it was like 24-14, Florida could have very easily looked at their head coaches at that sideline and pretty much given up if they wanted to. But the young team decided to fight. But I'm still not big on winning games the way Florida's winning games, which is by basically relying on other teams to play a whole lot worse than we're playing.
But they're still wins. Yo, I got a question for you before I let you go. Moving forward, you going to be rooting for the Gators or rooting against the Gators? Because I can't tell what kind of fan you are.
No, I'm always going to root for Florida, man. But my problem is that I've always been a negative, pessimistic fan. I think a lot of it comes from spending so much time rooting for Atlanta teams. The Hawks always let us down. The Braves always let me down. The Falcons always let me down. So for me, I know I'm a fucking abrasive douchebag during games, but like, and I don't want it to sound like I'm rooting against Florida to win, but at the same time, like I cheered not one time during last night's game. It was such unconvincing, ugly shit show from this team that like, even when the game was over, my wife was like, "Are you happy?" I'm like, "No." It's like, it's hard to be happy watching this garbage. Like, my Saturdays, every Saturday is ruined watching Florida play football.
Jesus. All right, man. Well, carry that same energy into the next week, buddy. Thanks for calling in.
Yep. Bye.
Let's get the next caller on Same Energy Sunday. Who we got? Yo, it's the Big Three Roll-Up. You got time?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're here for it. Same Energy Sunday. What do you got?
All right, well, I got two questions, and I think they're both for Newbird. All right, and so my first question is, how, like, Kadarius Toney and Malik Davis, both freshmen, and both were ranked really low, and I don't understand how that is, because, I mean, through, like, three games, there are two best offensive players, and you could say Malik Davis has outplayed the best running back in the best freshman running back in the nation, and Cam Akers, and I was wondering, like, how does people that rank them, like, how do they get that wrong?
Well, Kadarius Toney was a quarterback. He wanted to be a quarterback, so he's ranked as one. And Malik Davis, I mean, hey, I love Malik Davis. He played at Tampa Jesuit. I went to a lot of his games. And with Malik, I think you got to understand where he came from. Like, when he hit the scene, when I first knew about him in as a 10th grader, he was very skinny. He was a small back, more of a scat back. Hey, maybe he was even going to be a wide receiver on the next level. But every year, Malik continued to grow in size. He continued to get more physical. And I think you're just seeing that continue to happen. A lot of these kids that get ranked high maybe tap out early physically. Mm-hmm. So you know what they are in high school. Malik Davis has just continued to build year after year. And you got to remember also he played at Tampa Jesuit. Not the best competition. So you're not really sure what to make of him being the Hillsborough County rushing record holder. And, you know, you're just happy for these guys. Rankings don't mean everything. They're just kind of a guide to what you're getting at the next level. And he's exceeded those expectations. So good for him.
Hey, dog, this ain't next... Sundays, dog. We ain't this. That's Tuesday shit. Let's talk some shit, man.
My next question is, have you guys found Darwin's ankles?
Darwin.
Have you found
Who
his
the
ankles?
Fuck is Darwin? That's Darwin Duck, Darwin. Bro.
James, have you found his ankles?
Yes, we did. Yes, we found them.
Man, go find the gameplay.
Paul is back.
That was sick of your shit, bro.
Last week, saying he ran down the street with his gator blanket on.
So did you find his ankles?
He's probably wrapped in it right now. Don't call here like that.
Hey, this ain't no. I don't want to talk no serious shit today, bro.
Well, you also don't want to hear any criticisms, God forbid.
What's up?
Yeah, you got time? Same energy Sunday.
Yeah, I got time. What's up with y'all?
What's up? Who you like, man? You got the same energy? Bringing the same energy?
You know, the only team that's undefeated.
Tell them, dog. Talk your shit. Tell them.
Man. Hey, Bird. All that trap game shit you was talking about.
Yeah, bitch, you know, it was a trap game now.
All right, hey,
what's up, Bird?
Trap.
I want James fan to bring that same energy that they were bringing in that second and third quarter when they were tweeting Josh Newberg was right, this is a trap game. Where are the Canes fans at now?
Hey, man,
you can't call a trap game and then get trapped your damn self, bro. That's what you can't do on this motherfucker.
Whoa.
The big three road.
This is where y'all are wrong. Hold on. Hey, caller, what would you define as a trap game? Define the word trap game.
You know.
A game you can sleep on before a big game.
Like this trap game. This Duke game coming up might be a trap game, looking ahead to Virginia Tech. That might be a trap game, but no one's looking ahead to fucking Duke, motherfucker.
So, the Canes should be, though.
Y'all should be looking ahead to Wake Forest, the way y'all playing ball around this motherfucker.
This is where y'all are fucking wrong, though. How the fuck would NC State be a trap game when they beat FSU within the last 2 years? FSU was one play away from losing to them last. That NC State is not a trap game.
We just know we spotted your jig, Bird. We spotted your jig.
That's all it is.
He was deflecting last week, bro.
There was no deflection.
You was deflecting, dog. You seen this shit coming. You just ain't want to tell your people.
Yeah, plus, I'm glad y'all called, because look, I told y'all, Andrew, hey, as soon as Bird said trap game, he was like, oh, well, yeah, we're going to say it's a trap game. That's what I told y'all. We got quit.
Man, I just added a little excitement in your weekend. You guys should thank
man,
me for that.
Y'all get somebody to talk my avenue, man. Look, we got to have somebody to talk that shit.
Well, we'd like to have Kev on the show every now and again. It'd be nice.
Yeah, if he shows up and shit.
Sorry, we got to settle for Andrew Ryder.
Come on, Kev.
Hey, man, I cleared my schedule, man. I'm going to be on from now on.
Yeah, man.
But see,
look,
they don't tell you behind the scenes that they change the days and the times and shit.
Oh, shit.
No, we don't.
You don't even.
No, we don't.
Hey, man. Hey, you have a good Sunday, all right? Thanks for calling in.
Hey, man. Hey, Hey, walk around like you're undefeated today, bro.
You already know I got that hint.
Yeah, hey, you don't know what it's like to take a L, bro. So act like that shit in your everyday life.
Big three roll up. You got time?
I got time. If you got time.
We got time. What do you got?
I'm ready to talk some shit, man.
Talk some shit, Gators bro.
Came out. Hey, Del Rio, I was ready don't to give it. Up don't on him, on. Man.
I did get it. Still gave up on his ass, bro. Don't start this shit.
I'm
yeah,
you
no,
want,
go ahead.
The whole fucking offseason, man.
It's not my fucking hype Del Rio on the show, dog.
No.
Why not?
I like
yeah.
Dude, going, bro. Come on.
Go ahead, bro. Hey, 31, talk your shit, 31, go ahead.
31 in a row, man. Listen, I talked shit about him all fucking offseason, and I was ready to put him down, set his ass on the bench, send him to transfer. You know what? He showed up. I got to hand it to him. I got to give him some credit after that. You know what? I'm ready. Oh, hell yeah, man. Give that shit to Davis all day.
Yeah, he hand that shit off but, smooth.
Listen, hey. Six of those seven drives from Franks, four plays or less. Four plays or less. That's nothing.
It's the coaches,
everyone,
bro.
It's
the coaches, bro.
Yeah.
What did Del Rio ain't do shit?
Hey, Del Rio, he didn't do shit. He led the comeback.
All you have to do is just not fuck up.
Bro, he threw a touchdown. If you're gonna
give the comeback kid,
you got to give Del Rio.
I give him credit for that. Okay, one open touchdown. What he didn't, Franks did that.
Hold on. Franks threw for 85 yards, 45 of which came on one play that was unguarded. Luke Del Rio threw for 74 yards and a touchdown, and he led the comeback. I think Del Rio does deserve some props for coming off the bench and winning that game for the Gators.
Motherfucker threw a blatant pick. He didn't do shit but hand the ball off.
Hey, you're just mad because it's almost October and OVO Franks is already out of a job.
He's playing next week.
He saved the day, bro.
What are you talking about?
OVO season.
Hey, we won, bro. You gotta take some bass out your voice with being 0-2, bro.
Hey,
put some more treble in that shit.
This is same energy Sunday. You got to bring that same energy.
My energy the same, dog. You shouldn't have been on the show.
Hey, just let these callers talk, Silk. So all I'm asking is for you to let these callers talk.
I let my dog talk. He just ain't finna hype Del Rio.
Right.
Go ahead.
I'm out Del Rio.
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead, dog.
Yo, hey, you know what? We
Keep
all
lying,
we have
dog.
To do
Go
is
ahead.
Florida. Listen, Florida's better than every other team except for maybe Georgia.
Damn.
Quality, like as far as talent goes, than any other team. So all we need is someone
talent
that's
not
going to fuck it up.
In the East,
I know we just need someone that's not going to fuck it up.
Hold on, you're talking about
who
in
do
the
we have?
Or in the East, they have more talent
in
than anybody.
The rest of their schedule.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Yeah, the FSU included, buddy.
Talk your shit, bro. Talk your shit, dog.
I'm not going to cut you off every time I disagree with something. I'm just
going to. Oh, my God. Wow. Damn, that's amazing.
It is an amazing
thing. Man,
I cut listen, shit off. It's my show, bro.
I saw that O-line. I'm shocked Blackman didn't get snapped in half on that.
No, yeah. My dog was coming out there. My dog's got that deep ball accuracy. He can't throw that shit like 3 yards accurate, but deep balls, man, my man's got that.
He can
shit.
Throw 3 yards. He just struggled with the swing pass a little bit, but Blackman on his shit, dog. Like,
yeah,
not gonna lie to the people, Blackman real deal, dog. Been saying this shit.
Blackman's real deal.
Blackman's got more game than white man.
Right about that shit right now.
So, all right. So, what do you think the future at quarterback is for the Florida Gators moving forward?
Matt Corral.
Is he going to forego his fucking the rest of the season?
Yeah, we'll get his ass on next week, man.
Yeah, all right.
Extra early entry.
He's petitioning to play as is.
Yeah, extra early entry.
All right, so if these guys say something you don't agree with, can we just let them finish their thought before we cut them off?
Nah, fuck that, man. They call us, bro. I don't got no.
Yo, this is a big three roll-up. You got time. It's same energy Sunday.
Same energy Sunday. Let's go.
All right. Tell us how you're feeling. Who are you a fan of?
Well, first off, I want to give my condolences to Florida State. I know they suffered a terrible death in the family. You know, it happens.
It's just rough over there, bro.
Hopefully they will come back.
Who died?
Being safe.
I don't know what it's like to be 0-2.
It's just rough.
How about Luke Del Rio?
Holy shit, man.
How about Luke Del Rio?
Yes! How about Luke Del Rio?
Holy shit, man.
Coming in, throwing an interception, leading them to win. Can it get ironic? Like
ironic?
Everybody talks shit on him all preseason, and then he comes in and somehow wins the game.
He comes in and saves the day, man.
Yeah. He won the game. Nah, I think Malik Davis won the game. Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's keep it a buck, bro. Malik won that.
I like that bitch shit. He was against.
I know you do, motherfucker.
You do. Come back, kid, bro.
Maybe for this game.
How about Malik Davis though, man? It was real. I didn't even want Malik Davis. Bird had convinced me all fall.
You would think he was a 5-star the way he handled the ball as a true freshman.
Yeah, he toting that thing, man. He toting it.
Better than that kid Akers is doing.
Akers is going to be special. There's no worries there. I don't think anybody's having any buyers.
I don't think anybody's having any buyers
for Morris on Cam Akers.
Nah, Cam's a real deal. What's the deal with the motherfuckers playing Patrick so much? Like, they still riding that shit?
Man, that's what I said. I think I said on this podcast that Jacquizz Patrick would start the next game against NC State, and that would likely be the last game that he starts.
Yeah, it's time to move on.
And you know how it goes.
Big time.
Starting doesn't necessarily dictate, you know, your
carries.
Even moving forward, I think Cam Akers is going to be the guy. Jacquizz Patrick started the game and got 8 carries, but Cam Akers also got 12. So I think you're going to continue to see that moving forward, and Cam's only going to get more touches.
Hey, man,
Florida's offense is Mark Thompson.
I want to temper it. Yeah, he's making key blocks, man. Like, people, I was going to tweet that shit, but I was too high last night. But he made key blocking the Tony touchdown. He made key blocks
on all the touchdowns.
Yeah, he's making key blocks in spring and shit.
Hey, how weird is this season for you? All the guys that you shit on all season, Brandon Powell, Luke Delvito.
I shit on Brandon Powell. I just fuck with his brother.
All the guys, Mark Thompson, they're the ones that are actually making plays in this program. Malik Zaire was no doubt the starter, according to Silk in May.
You said that, motherfucker.
We can pull the tweets and audio.
There's no way they're telling him he has the starting job. There's no way he's waiting to come to Florida and not start.
Oh, and now he's third.
Bird.
That's
got to
be tough.
Nah, but I'm just saying it's kind of ironic that all the guys that you shit on are the ones making the plays while the ones that you were hyping are riding.
I hype Tony. I hype Cleveland. Them the playmakers right there, baby.
OVO. OVO, baby.
He won last week, baby.
OVO.
Yeah, but let's be honest. Frank cannot read a defense.
October's very own might be riding the bench in October, bro.
He's going to play the whole season, bro.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yo, so moving forward, tell us what you're excited about with this Gator offense and defense.
Tell us.
I'm only excited about the offense right now. I mean, the offensive line under Del Rio looked like it knew how to block. It looked like what they were talking about all offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Taking the pressure off of T.J. McCoy is going to help making those protection calls. Luke Del Rio has the experience where Franks doesn't, and that's that simple. The defense looks soft. They look slow.
Well, he's been in college 7 years.
I don't care if it's 8 years.
Of course he has more experience. It's his arm strength that's the problem, like on the piggy through.
And you're not allowed to come on Same Energy Sunday and say a good word about Luke Del Rio. We know
he knows the plays, but like even the arm strength, he barely got that ball to Brandon Powell. Brandon Powell had to like die for this shit. Like even in the interception, he threw that little velocity on the ball.
I asked the caller what he's excited about. Can he?
It's a conversation, Berg. Everybody talks on the show, dog.
Not Cal.
I'm also excited about something. The Fire Nuss countdown.
There we go. Talk your shit, bro.
I mean, if it doesn't happen, if we don't put 50 on Vanderbilt next week, he's got to
go. You're not going to put 50 on nobody, man. Get that shit out of your head.
You're not putting 50 on Vanderbilt. That's a good defense, dog.
If we don't put 50 on Vandy, what the fuck? Since when did these standards get established?
Bird, let him talk, Bird.
He already got hung up.
Just let him talk, Bird.
I hung up on him.
Yo. Let him talk.
You got, this is a big deal. You got time?
Yeah. What's going on, Sip?
What's going on, baby?
Man, I'm happy to be on this thing, man. We feeling good today with Sip.
I'm who feeling high. I ain't going to say good, though. I'm feeling high.
Hey, who is calling?
I'm a lie.
Who is this?
Oh, man, this top Ben. Top dog Ben.
What's going on, man?
Florida. Man, I'm a Gator fan, man. I'm just happy to be on here with y'all boys, man. Y'all doing a great job, man. I appreciate the things y'all doing, man.
Appreciate you calling in, dog. How you feeling about the game yesterday, bro?
Man,
top to bottom. I know we won. I know we won, but how you really feeling?
Man, I feel like we still got some work to do, Sip, to be honest with you, man.
That Hell yeah.
He started off bad, man. That first drive, man, he got to – Nesmeyer got to get rid of that little toss sweep where he bunch everybody to the short side and just toss. Man, that ain't working.
And that shit ain't worked one time in 3 years.
You run it on third down when it's third and like six and you do a toss sweep like you just giving up on the drive, man. Man, that's what he did. He got to get that out of the playbook. He got to get that out of the playbook, man. But
our
man,
biggest, think, that's our biggest problem, bro. Play calling is our biggest problem right now. And that's coaching.
That is. But he opened up with Luke Del Rio, man. I feel sorry for Franks, man. I don't know. I'm confused between both of them now. I don't know. The offense look kind of shaky with Franks enough.
Did you listen to Mac after the game?
I listened to him, but I wasn't really paying attention to him because I was so excited we won. It was late, man. I was drinking all day and on that thing, man. I couldn't even pay attention.
He tried to pretty much say that. He had some Spurrier reference with Spurrier. You know, Spurrier, you throw out 3-4 quarterbacks a game. So he put out some Spurrier reference until, like, they asked about the quarterbacks going in the future. He threw out some Spurrier reference, but it's a whole bunch of hogwash. That's just shitty play calling right now, bro.
It is. Bottom line, it is. But, boy, I know Florida State sit today, though, boy. They sit. They can't even go in the state of North Carolina and win a game. But teams come from now. I don't know if North Carolina got a curse on Florida State or what, man. Every time for the couple of years, man, North Carolina been killing them, man. I don't know
trap what game. It is. They the trap kings.
But that's why it's not a trap game. That's the exact reason it's not a trap.
That's y'all rivalry? That's a rivalry? A rivalry, Bird?
Huh?
I don't see how an opponent that has beat you and almost beat you last year and is also an ACC conference opponent can be a trap. Like, that's not what a trap – what's your definition of a trap game? Again.
You just called Toledo a trap, bro. They got Duke next week. So you tell me.
Bro, y'all weren't focused, bro. Y'all weren't focused, bro. Y'all thinking about Miami Hurricane. Y'all thinking about the other Hurricane. Y'all dodging each other. Miami ain't going to never win another game unless they get out that big old stadium. They ain't got the NFL fan base. They ain't going to win another game until they get out that stadium. They call it paradise. They call it in the world, Disneyland, whatever. But when Miami get out that stadium, then they'll win another game. And, bro, y'all falling off, man. Y'all better go ask for a trade.
Miami don't know what it's like to lose, dog. So I don't know what you're talking about, win another game. Like, they take L's.
Man, y'all.
Miami
y'all ain't got no.
Like, Bethune ain't gonna keep walking through that door, baby.
No, I got you. When you got ticks in that L column, though, you gotta talk about attendance. You gotta talk about stadium. I got it, baby.
You can't play Toledo and Bethune every week, baby.
Give us Kentucky, so, bitch. We'll put 60 on Kentucky's fuck ass.
I don't know about that. Sounds good.
I don't know about that.
Sounds good on the podcast.
I'll tell you that.
Sounds good on the podcast, baby, but this ain't Bethune. You ain't put 60 on Bethune. How you put 60 on Kentucky? You ain't put 60 on Bethune. What'd you say, baby? Go ahead, dog. He talking crazy.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Sip. Who you think? Who you think should go with, man? I'm confused over here this morning.
OVO, you think we should stick with it?
I think we should go with a different play caller. It don't matter who we put out there, dog. The play calling has no energy, has no bounce to it. There's no rhythm to the play caller.
Right.
They're just out there guessing. And like, until you get a play caller, it don't matter who we put out there, bro. We're just going to be coming up with miracle wins every fucking week if we can.
And you knew we could have ran the ball because look at P-Ryan the first drive.
I never had the impression that we couldn't run, dog. That's why I was like, why the fuck? They just running down their throat.
He got away from it, though. He didn't
That's what I'm saying.
It. It like he
they guess
the
it.
It's like he's sitting up in the box saying, well, I'm going to try this play. If that don't work, and I'm going to come back to it later. But if it do work, I'm going to just say don't come back to it. I'm just going to come because it worked one time. It ain't going to work.
They guessing, bro. They guessing up there.
Bro. Bro, Matt gonna live or die with
Nussmeyer.
We just gotta
accept it. Gotta accept. Nah, he up out of there this year, bro. You ain't gotta worry about that. That nigga can.
All right, hey,
man. Enjoy your win, though, baby.
Enjoy the day. Yeah.
All right, man. All right.
3-1 next week, baby. Vandy on deck. That's right.
Yo, it's the big three roll up. You got time?
Yeah, I got time. What's going on, Newberg?
It's same energy Sunday. You tell me.
Well, just got driving back to my boy's lake house from watching that atrocious game last night. But as a CP3 Gator fan, I mean, it's just – it feels like a loss. I mean, that's probably the same vibe that's going
rough, bro.
Right now. But you know
it's
what?
Rough.
I mean, I got the W. You're supposed to get a W against fucking Kentucky. It's Kentucky. You're supposed to blow the doors off Kentucky. You don't go to Kentucky on the road and eke out a fucking victory. I'm just tired of the bullshit, tired of the excuses. Matt's got to stop with the loyalty bullshit. I mean, that staff has got to get trimmed up pretty fucking good. I mean, everybody's on watch right now. Nord,
everybody,
get out of here. You're terrible.
Everybody, right?
I mean, it's all about everybody, yeah, but most of them got to go, man. Most of them got to go, man. It's just, I'm over the bullshit.
I got to get Nord and us out of there. Nord and us and my man
Nord's
Dixon.
Terrible, man. Nord and FSU's fucking special teams, dude, must hang out on the weekends together because there's no excuse to have kick coverage that pathetic. I mean, it's terrible. You got athletes all over the field. We got more speed in Florida than anybody. FSU, Florida, I mean, there's no excuse not to block for kick coverage. It's terrible. I mean, why anybody on Florida ever even takes the ball out of the fucking end zone is beyond me. Just take a knee. Take it out of the 25 every time. I mean,
here's my thing with punt,
bad,
though.
Man.
Here's my thing with punt, though. It feels like Johnny's out kicking the punt return, but it feels like Johnny's out kicking the coverage like every time, dog. The returner's running backwards.
He does.
It looks like they got linemen running down the field though, trying to cover.
Bro, our fucking long snapper is beating our guys down there. I don't understand it. It makes no sense. So
nobody blocks. You can't touch.
There's
the
a lot of issues,
snapper,
man. I mean, there's a lot. That's true. But he's still beating it down there. I don't understand, bro.
That ball is far as fuck.
Yeah, it is, man. He's booting that thing like 60 plus yards. So
it's got a spin move
it's
for
a
everything.
W, but it's a W that feels like a loss. I mean, it could be a good loss.
That's
but,
the punt team.
I mean, they eked it out. You know what? It sucks because we're going to have to watch fucking Luke Del Rio roll out there. But
it pains me to say that
because – I'm team OVO, man. But he looked lost, bro. I mean, even when that pocket was clean, he's getting happy feet and bailing out. He had a clean pocket
I think one of two things. You guys can tell me if I'm right or wrong, but when I see Franks in the pocket, I think he's either one, not confident in himself, or two, he doesn't see it. Meaning he doesn't read the defense, he doesn't know what he's looking at.
He's just making one read.
I just don't understand why he's not letting it rip. He has the tools.
He's one read, and, bro, he's gone. He can't
go through his
progressions. Worth shit. He's one read, and he's gone, man. It's just
his dumb. Biggest struggle is knowing the playbook. He's making one read. They're giving him one read. Yeah. I don't think he knows
He's had two springs and two summers, and he doesn't know the playbook yet?
It's a bullshit excuse. You should know it, man. If I could chop off LDR's head and put it on Frank's body, that's your quarterback right there. I mean, but like, it's just, you can't have that. You're limited with LDR. It is what it is, but it pains me to say it. The offense looked better with him in it. I'll give him credit. Shit, man, let two scores.
Captain comeback,
though. I mean,
Captain comeback,
I mean, it was all right. I'm not going to bitch about it. Everybody looked a little bit more calmer. It looked calmer when he was out there.
This is the thing with Gator Twitter. Hold on one second. This is the thing with Gator Twitter. Like last week, somebody said, oh, something was different the last drive. I don't know what it was, but the last drive, something was different. Just people saying the same thing with Del Rio. The offense looked better. The offense looked better the last drive against Tennessee, right? The last quarter, everybody said. No, it's the same play call. We're just getting lucky as shit, bro. Ain't shit different happening, dog. Del Rio ain't do shit special.
No, the offense drove me nuts, too. Everybody could see it last night. Fucking Malik. Love Malik, bro. Repping the 813. I mean, holy shit, man.
He's toting that hole.
Running the ball down their throat. I was totally cool. They keep doing it. And then I forgot what it was. I think it was like second and six. Thing takes a shot in the end zone. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Keep running the ball, bud. I mean, they got lucky as shit. I mean, then you're going to air it out? Like, really? What are you doing, Nelson? I mean, cool. I like taking shots here and there, but, I mean, it's shitty. We got a W, and it feels like a loss. Now it's just more questions, more heat on Mac, and I love Mac, bro, but he's got to start acting like a real CEO and being a savage like Saban, bro. Your assistants ain't getting shit done. You're gone. I mean, I don't
bro.
Hey,
we did the same shit. We did the same shit with D'Onofrio and Golden. Like, you got to fire Golden. You got to fire Golden. He's just running what Golden told him to run, bro. Nuss is doing what Mac told him to do. I get it. Y'all want to stay close and, but the motherfucking boss.
No, you know.
He's telling him what offense.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, and that could be the truth. And if that's the case, then shit's got to start happening, bro. There's too many athletes on the field to look that pathetic, and there's just no excuses anymore. It's year three. I mean, you want to allegedly be an elite program, you got to go on the road and blow people out like Bama just blew Vanderbilt fuck out. You want to allegedly be elite, you go blow out teams you're supposed
ain't
to blow
many
out.
Teams going to blow out Vandy, bro. I'm just going to tell you that shit right now, dog. Georgia's balling
right now.
We're
going to win 20-7. Yeah, we're going to win 20-17 next Saturday.
I hope we win.
And then it's just going to just be more bullshit excuses. So, but yeah, man, I'll take the W. I ain't going to complain being 2-0 in the SEC, but they got a lot of shit.
You could be 0-2.
Before.
You could be 0-2.
Probably should be 0-2, but I ain't going to complain about it. W's
all right, man,
but it ain't look good.
Enjoy your Sunday, brother. Enjoy it.
Yeah, y'all take care. Y'all take care.
Berg get antsy when you hear 0-2, bro. Sorry.
At what point are you going to have to accept that Luke Del Rio is the best quarterback on this team?
It's like tall midget competition, bro.
I know it's going to kill you. Yo, Big Three,
what's going on?
Got time?
What's good? Yeah, man, I got time.
How you feeling today?
Shit, I mean, I'm feeling like a champ, man. I'm a USF fan, so you know we're flying.
Okay. Hey, you have any experience? You have any experience with radio or podcast? We may have to replace Berg. They haven't won a game yet.
Hey, and you know what? You know who's going to replace Berg? With Berg is going to replace Berg because I can cover USF too. I'm versatile.
There you go.
Exactly. I mean, Tito got the fuck on us.
Put it out.
Shit, y'all boys, let me know whenever y'all need a little inside on your stuff.
We got you, dog.
But yeah, we 4-0. Also, I'm happy to see y'all boys, the Gators, finally using y'all tools, Malik Davis. You know,
it's the Malik show, dog.
Get on the field soon. Try to tell you. Some of
you ain't tell
talking
me
about.
Shit, bro. I just met you, bro.
trying to tell everybody though.
On Twitter, man.
Oh, okay.
Twitter, man.
So hey, how do
my name Frank Lloyd on Twitter.
What is it?
Oh, what's going on?
Frank Lloyd.
Frank Lloyd on Twitter, okay. Yeah, try to tell Silk some shit, but he'll interrupt you, but go ahead. So how'd you celebrate that USF?
I mean, honestly, like, we're still kind of playing like shit, but it's coming together. Like that boy Silk said earlier, you know, the fucking offensive, like, the whole scheme is shit changed. So, like, you know, we're still trying to get that shit straight. But defense looking A1, looking like some vintage bullshit. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, man, we're just keeping it going, man, one game at a time. I know we're getting a little shit about that schedule, but, hey, what can we do?
That shit came. Who the toughest team on that schedule?
Illinois. Well,
Oh, my God.
Well, shit, at this point, because it's looking like Houston,
Memphis,
or UCF looking decent. I don't know.
Hey, they wasn't having that same energy, man, in that first quarter. Everybody was writing off USF and shit in the first quarter of their first game, but I don't think they're going to lose a game now.
They should. I mean, that's good. They shouldn't. Shit. I'm envying that schedule.
I mean, shit, at this point, everybody's schedule a little easy. Fucking Tennessee barely beat who was that? So it's like, shit, everybody's season getting a little weak to me.
Yep.
Florida State, they done. They might as well put that boy Marvin Wilson in the game.
All right.
At quarterback?
At quarterback?
Yeah.
Quarterback has to call the defense. Marvin Wilson call the defense. That'd be dope.
All right, man. Well, appreciate you calling in, and go Bulls.
Yeah, man. Y'all keep doing good work.
All right. Thank you.
Man.
It's a Big Three roller. Dog called in about the goddamn USL.
Yo, can we get a goddamn FSU caller on the line? What's it going to take for me to get an FSU caller?
Niggas tying off right now. All on. All on tying off right now, bro.
Is somebody on the phone?
I got to kill them noon games.
I'm here, Kev. I'm listening to you. It's Derm. I'm booking guests right now.
Can you book an offensive coordinator? That's the question.
No. That fuck my offensive coordinator. I need a defensive coordinator. I need Garcia off my here. Put me on. Hey Newberg, how you doing, buddy?
I'm hanging in there.
Hey, I'm in Tampa today. If you want to watch the Bucs get beat.
I mean, you can't really troll me with NFL football.
I'm not even trying to troll. Dude, listen, troll.
Burns boycott, bro.
We got.
Yeah, but which boycott am I on? Which side of the boycott? Am I on the Sean?
No, now they're boycott. Yeah, so now everybody's boycotting the boycott, right?
Right. No.
So yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's working out for everybody.
Sean King and Donald Trump are both calling for boycotts of the NFL. I'm confused.
Yeah, I know.
Two white men. Both white men looking for a boycott.
Okay. I'm just going to watch football, dog.
It's united front between Sean King and Donald Trump.
I walk through my house doing air swim moves and back pedals like out of the blue, bro. I love this shit. I'm not boycotting shit.
Hey, from February to September, the motherfuckers boycotted for me, bro. So I ain't boycotting the bitch when it's on TV.
Yeah, fuck that.
I'm fucking working 40 hours a week, bro.
Fuck your shit. Let's go. Just don't say nothing positive about Del Rio because Corey's going to cut you off.
Who the fuck is Corey?
You've got nothing. I don't even know who Corey is. But listen, I'm going to tell you right now.
Corey
man,
with
why
an
the
E.
Fuck, can someone – who? Why is 45 on the field? Can somebody tell me – you all watch the Gator game. We didn't watch
sure.
the game. But
all them motherfuckers suspended and out.
No, I understand that. But don't tell me Goolsby can't block. Don't tell me he can't because I've seen it. He actually sealed two edges. 45 – why is 43 on the field? So we got people who can't tackle too? I'm just asking.
Sean, who else you going to put out there? Receiver? If you don't want to see that number, we can put a receiver at linebacker. But Voshan got kicked out. Ventura and them boys are suspended. Like, you limited on numbers, dog.
Yeah. No, okay. Well, no. I mean, I'm just
trying to put a body out there,
listen,
I don't want them out there either.
You're making fun of – you're saying you can't troll – Newberg said we can't troll him. I feel fucking trolled myself.
No, I said you can't troll me on the NFL. Go somewhere else.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. No. I'm just saying I feel – I've never felt worse about a win in my
entire life. I'll send out a list of things I can be trolled upon. The NFL.
I'm cutting them off, Bird. Let him talk. Come on, man.
No. He's fine. I got it. I don't get to listen to that. So, by the way, my bets went 2-2. But he can cut me off. No, let me ask – and I don't mean this, Kevin. Let me ask you something. I never, like, till I got on this podcast, I never had Miami fans jump in my mentions. Like, I really haven't. And I don't know if it's because y'all retweet me or what. What the fuck are y'all so happy about? Like, what the fuck?
2-0. Hey, beat undefeated.
You beat Bethune and Toledo.
Beat undefeated, bro.
Big games around here.
Undefeated.
Hey, I know you can't relate, bro.
Who the fuck are you playing? I love Dro. Dro is one of the best.
I don't care who we play, dog.
No, he's on the schedule.
Listen, you
this motherfucker told me.
Y'all gotta let Sherm talk. Y'all gotta let Sherm.
Bethune and Toledo are better than motherfucking Tennessee and Kentucky.
On here?
Tennessee and Kentucky. Bethune
on
and
here.
Toledo. No, just answer the question. Yes or no?
No.
Because Bethune and Toledo, I'd like to tell you I watched your shitty ass game. All I did is I asked Siri when I was in fucking public. And it said 16-10 Toledo. You were losing to fucking Toledo at one point. Yes, you're undefeated, but get these fucking Miami fans out. What are y'all even talking about? You know what the
talk
fuck
your shit, bro.
I hate saying this.
Undefeated,
like this
bro.
Part,
talk your shit, bro.
Undefeated, but guess what? There's an 0-2 team in Tallahassee that's going to whoop your ass with a freshman quarterback. And we can put every Miami fan that wants to get my mention.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to be a no for that one. I'm going to be war.
But here we go.
Come on.
No, I got you,
coming
bro.
Up, too.
Hey, I got
put that
you.
Bread on it too, Sherm. Put
hey,
big bread on it,
baby.
I got
saying.
You, bro.
Hey, listen, the PayPal's open.
Open, baby. It's open, baby.
It's
let's
open.
Run it.
I promise. And I'm not even – and fuck the
notes.
I'm betting on them because I'm telling you right now, what the fuck are y'all – the spread offense gave us trouble. Hey, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. The pro-style offense gave us trouble. I don't know. I'm not saying we're better than anybody. We fucking suck too. Obviously, it's the big three suck up because we are. But I'm going to be honest with you. We've seen the valuation, and I'm going to be honest.
Holy shit.
We're just dominant. Our program is worth more than yours at the end of the day. Isn't that what we're talking about? But no, go ahead, Kev. Tell me.
This nigga live.
What'd you do? No, what'd you do that was so great? That's all I want to know. Mark Walton's the best running back in the fucking state because he ran 12 times for 200 yards against a fucking grinds his fucking high school team. What the fuck are you talking about? And guess what?
Shit.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think Blattman pitched a fucking pretty good game in the first half, if you want to be real.
Absolutely.
You guys all know that.
Motherfucker real.
He played great. Hey, listen, we're laughing at Derwin or whatever, but to be honest with you, I've seen him make a couple plays. It was a disappointing day for all of us, and there's not one person who can be happy except for Miami, moral victory you.
I mean, it was hey, Miami's only playing the teams that are in front of them. That's all they can do. They can only line up.
Well,
and
apparently, yeah. Okay, my bad. I cut you off.
You can't thump your chest
right,
though.
But I'm just saying,
thumping your chest
about
that shit.
We don't see USF running crazy, do we? USF ain't running around here being like, yeah, we did that. Our schedule. Because I'm gonna be honest with you, I think USF schedule UCF looked better than all of us. If we want to be real.
Who do UCF play?
They play Maryland.
Maryland,
who was supposed to be there.
Oh, yeah, they smacked Maryland.
They went into Maryland and beat the, they beat the dog shit out of them. Scott Frost
got
them fucking looking good.
Yeah, somebody got to make a move to Scott Frost real fast, man, because he's about to get a bag.
I think that's Nebraska. Yeah,
Nebraska.
Newberg got it. He's going to Nebraska. That's why they fired him.
Somebody else got to jump in front of that bag. Nebraska ain't got no bags like that. Somebody got to jump in front of that, bro. A big program.
Isn't that considered going home, though? I mean, I don't know that, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, but that's a dead-end job.
Going home?
He ain't going nowhere else after that shit. That's no homegrown talent.
Hey, we'll catch you on Tuesday.
Yes, you will. 2-2, by the way. So yeah.
What land they win?
How'd he go? That's what I was wanting to know.
We got to check it out. We'll check the stats. We'll talk to you on Tuesday, baby. All
right, man. See ya.
All right, man.
Sorry. You cut
Sherm off, dog. Goddamn it, my dog.
Sherm hit his word limit with me, man.
He had 140 characters?
He hit his word limit.
140 characters.
All right, TJ, can we get a damn FSU caller on, provide a little balance to this shit? Yo, it's the big three roll-up. You got time?
Yo, I got time.
All right, man. You, where are you calling from, and who's your team?
I'm in Tallahassee.
Okay.
Sorry to hear that.
Hey, welcome to Same Energy Sunday, then.
Oh, yeah. I got a little bit of energy.
Good. Bring it, though. Let's hear it.
What's going on, fellas?
Thoughts of the game, dog. How you feel about this L, man? How you feel? How does 0-2 feel?
Not used to it anymore.
You weren't around in 89?
I had to work.
You should be used to it.
I had to work.
In 89?
I had to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
That was painful. I'm actually at work right now, but I told TJ I wanted to call in.
Hey, who are you most mad at right now?
Oh, Charles Kelly. But I hate him, so.
Really?
You're most upset
with Charles Kelly. After that game, you're most upset with Charles Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
He wanted you to say the refs, bro. He wanted you to say the refs, bro.
Who did?
See, the thing is like, I didn't get to watch it, so I didn't really get to see the refs. But William Floyd at the end of the game said a good line, and I agree with him. He said, if a freshman quarterback taking his first start, you really need your defense to step up. And they gave up too many big plays, and they gave up too many points. And I agree with that.
Best defense ever, bro.
Yeah, you needed them to step up, but you got to score more than one touchdown on offense. I don't care what defense you got, unless you're Alabama.
No,
you guys got two touchdowns on the season, man. Y'all putting up some numbers. They got Baby Nuts over there calling plays.
Yeah, I knew that Florida was going to come back and win, too. I can feel it. I hate it, but I know it's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Winners win, losers lose, baby. 0-2.
So do you think they get off this night at Wake Forest, or you think that's another?
we'll probably scratch out a 13-7 win or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Nail biter.
Acres will probably break the first run, and that'll be it.
That'll be it.
All right, man. Well, hey, call us after that win. I want to hear you sound a little happier next weekend.
Hey,
right?
Bro. Hey, until then, be safe, dog, because anything happen before Saturday, dog, you die before you see a 2017 win, baby.
You don't want to do that. All right, man.
You.
Be safe out there in these streets.
Yeah,
you what?
I just want to say something to kick real quick.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Hey, Kev, this is Nico, man. I just wanted to say thank you for opening up your home to my dad during the hurricane.
Oh, yeah, no problem, man.
Hey, I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to the show.
Damn, Kev, you ran a...
Next time I call in, I won't be at work, and I can actually focus on the call a little better.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, man. You'll be like cuss words and shit like that, bros.
Well, appreciate you taking the time during your busy work day to call us, man. Be good. See ya.
No problem. Y'all have a good one.
We got some humanitarians on a big three roller. TJ was running the shelter. Kel was running the shelter. This shit good. Y'all got some cool ass wives, bro.
Yeah, I didn't tell her.
Whew, maybe we shouldn't have taken that FSU call. I guess that's the energy that I expected. Damn, that was depressing.
Just hope you be safe, baby. You just gotta
good
be
way
safe.
Good way to end the show, though. Same energy Sunday.
Yo.
We out too.